Titanic, a tragedy on the seas.
Hi everyone, we're Maddie,
Ellie,
and Zane,
and welcome to our podcast on the Titanic.
This podcast will inform you about the Titanic, which will include some basic facts, a letter which was written on the Titanic, the history of the ship, and other information.
I hope you enjoy listening to this podcast and learn something new. My dear one and all, it is Sunday afternoon and we are meeting in the library after luncheon.
As the beginning of the letter states, this is the last written correspondence from the Titanic, which is from Esther and Eva Hart. They were from Ilford, Essex, one mother, one child. Esther was the mother of Eva. Esther writes most of it, but at the end there's a short passage from 7-year-old Eva which reads,
"Heaps of love and kisses to all, Eva."
There were second-class passengers who managed to escape the sinking ship. Esther's husband escorted them and their daughter to lifeboat 14. He had given his fur coat to Eva, where this letter was found. His body, if found, was never identified. There were many families and stories like this aboard the Titanic. Here is some more of her letter.
"The day is to be a concert on board tomorrow night in aid of the sailors' home, and Eva is going to sing. So am I. The sailors say we have had a wonderful passage. Up to now, there has been no tempest, but God knows that it must be."
This seems to be a chilling prediction of what is to come.
As we mentioned before, the loss of lives were great. Over 1,500 people died. This was due to the lack of lifeboats and them locking down the third-class passengers in their quarters.
In the public school in Southampton, 120 of 250 students had lost their father.
We're going to be talking particularly about the residents of Southampton in this section.
Southampton was a place where most of the crew members had originated from.
This was because of the coal strike that year meant lack of jobs.
So when people found out about the liner launching from their town, it became one of the only job opportunities.
The Northam Girls' School log for April the 15th reads, "A great many girls are absent this afternoon owing to the sad news regarding the Titanic. Fathers, brothers and brothers on the vessel and some of the little ones have been in tears all afternoon."
This wasn't the only place that got hit badly.
Everyone and anyone wanted to get on that ship as it was seen for a new beginning for some.
And some of a social status.
Crew members weren't the only job opportunity in Southampton. During the time of the launch, the tourist industry was big and booming.
The rich would often arrive in great manner, in sleek cars or coaches.
But the poor would often sleep rough or have to walk. They would have started their journey weeks in advance.
When the survivors returned, there was a massive crowd.
There are also a great many graves in Southampton, which has fresh flowers laying on them every year.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast.
Bye!